Welcome to Talking Walking, hosted by Andrew Stuck from Rethinking Cities and the Museum of Walking. Talking Walking brings you interviews with people from the world of walking, artists, activists, professionals, and those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. Maybe because of the pandemic, we've become more aware of other people's health concerns. Or is it just me, getting a little older and hearing friends speak of family members living with dementia? I'm on a walk in Regent's Park in London with Marion Child, a head of service in the Alzheimer's Society operations team. Alzheimer's Society have set up walking challenges. The most recent are a series of almost marathon length. These are set up in part to raise money, but also to provide support for families and friends of those living with dementia. If you can just explain your role and how you got involved in Alzheimer's Society in that role. How did it all happen for Marion Child?
So I've been with Alzheimer's Society for 5 years. I'm one of the heads of services and operations. So our teams support people providing advice and guidance and support following a diagnosis of dementia. And I've spent the last sort of 10 years in adult social care in the local authority, and I found a passion for working with people with dementia and actually wanting to be part of something that really makes a positive difference. So I was drawn to Alzheimer's Society, and I think what I like particularly about Alzheimer's Society as a charity is that it doesn't just do support for people with dementia, it does research into care and cure, but it also does a lot of campaigning as well. So for national government and local government trying to campaign for better rights for people with dementia, more funding into adult social care. So as an organisation, it really almost has its holistic arms around people with dementia, and that's one of the things that I was really drawn to.
Have you or your family any personal link with living with dementia?
Yeah, so my...
Because it's fairly commonplace now, isn't it?
Yeah.
What sort of percentage or proportion of the population?
There's just under 1 million people in the United Kingdom that have got dementia now. Every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with dementia. So it pretty much is now everyone you know knows someone. It's, you know, it's either grandparents or parents. And so for me, my husband's, both his grandmothers had dementia. And for me, my uncle has got dementia as well. So it is much closer to home for so many people. And I think we just know that everyone you speak to knows someone who has had a diagnosis. And a lot of people just don't know where to turn. And I think that's one of the things that I really like about Alzheimer's Society is it's really there for everybody to have somewhere to go and ask advice and seek support if you've got that diagnosis.
Alzheimer's is only one form of dementia, is that right?
Yeah, so Alzheimer's Society supports anybody with dementia, and dementia is the umbrella term. So Alzheimer's disease is one type, vascular dementia is a very common type, frontal temporal lobe dementia, which is what Bruce Willis has just been diagnosed with, that's another one. So there's a few common ones, and Alzheimer's disease is one of the most common. And then there's actually, I think, like 100 different types that you can have that are nuances of different types of dementia. So there really is all different types. And I think that's one of the challenges with dementia is anyone who is diagnosed with dementia experiences it differently. So there isn't one size fits all. There's not one experience fits all. Everybody has a different experience.
We've come together because I want to find out about Trek 26.
Yes. Yes.
And the walking challenges. First of all, I think there always seems to be almost a charity fundraising walk or run every other day of the week. So what was it that Alzheimer's felt was so valuable in getting people to go out and go for a walk?
For anyone with dementia, the links to walking are very real to the disease itself. It's a very important part of looking after yourself, walking. So that was one thing, is that actual walking is something that is good for people. And we know that, you know, what's good for your health and good for your heart is good for your brain. So for us, encouraging people to get out walking is a really positive space to be in. I think the other thing is around sort of walking challenges. We know that people who experience dementia, whether you're caring for someone with dementia or whether you are experiencing dementia yourself, it is a real challenge. There's lots of different experiences you go through, and we kind of wanted to mirror that a little bit in offering people the opportunity to challenge themselves to do something physical as well. So I think we wanted something that was accessible to all, and walking is, and we, as well as Trek 26, we do all sorts of walks. We do memory walk and glow walk and shorter walks and longer walks. So it's about having something that's accessible that allows people to do something that A, is good for them, good for their heart, good for their brain, but also gives them an opportunity to give back, to raise funds, to feel like they're doing something that makes a difference for their loved ones, but also for their children and their children's children. So I think that's why we chose walking, is because it is just so accessible to all.
Yeah, sort of intergenerational.
Yeah.
And so the people who come on your walks, they're family and friends of, and therefore living with dementias in their family. Was the first objective to raise money, or was the first objective actually to provide a sort of friendly support and social network so that people who had experienced or were experiencing living with dementia could come together?
The purpose of the Trek walks and the memory walks and the glow walks, it is to raise vital funds, because especially with all of our research and a lot of our telephone support line that's accessible to all of your listeners, all of those are funded by donations. So the main purpose is to raise funds for us to be able to support people with dementia. But I think by picking walks, what we did was we created a space where people who were living with dementia or their families could actually sort of think, well, actually, we'll try and tackle this together. It gives us something to do together, kind of thing. So it's one of the reasons why we have in Trek 26, we have 13 miles as well as 26 miles, because not everyone can do 26 miles.
You've chosen very long distances. I mean, 26 miles is pretty nearly a marathon.
It is, yeah.
We know about people who train to run a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably have to train a bit to walk a marathon.
You do, yeah. So we have memory walks, which are 2 kilometres to 5 kilometres. So they're sort of very accessible to everybody. We have glow walks, again, that are 5 kilometres and that sort of thing. The Trek 26 is for those people that kind of do want to push themselves and challenge a little more. We do offer a whole support package around the Trek 26.
So, well, I mean, that was something I was going to ask.
Yeah.
You know, if someone signs up to do this, and, well, I was going to ask, you know, what kind of target, fundraising target are you expecting each individual to raise? But also, I was going to ask, what support do you offer for those taking part?
Yeah, so with the Trek 26, we offer a training plan from sort of 6 weeks out. So for instance, I'm signing up for the Cotswolds walk this year, and so I will get a pack that sort of encourages me to have a full walking training plan. It tells you what to do each week and how to build up towards it. And then on the day, we've actually got logistical support on the day, so we have medical support. You have somebody in the morning that almost coaches you as to how to tackle it and that sort of thing. So yeah, so you've got this support network around you that helps you build the confidence to feel like you can tackle this challenge. And actually, even on the day, if you felt that you were struggling a little bit, there's marshals throughout the route, there's stop points, there's refreshments, there's water, there's toilet stops. So there's all sorts of support throughout the route to help you actually tackle the challenge as well. So and from a fundraising point of view, the aim is, if you're doing the 13 miles, to try and raise £200, which, you know, sounds a lot, but actually for most of us, if you use social media or you get out to your friends, it is that opportunity to kind of really make a difference. And, you know, with £200, you can be enabling someone to actually get really vital support. They can ring into the telephone line, and actually, you can change someone's life. If you ring in the telephone line and you've got dementia and you don't know who else to turn to, I had dementia advisors. They're a lifeline. They help you understand your diagnosis. They help you kind of look at your rights to work and your benefits and how you can help yourself and how you can plan. And I think those people taking part in Trek 26 make that difference. They raise those vital funds that enable that to happen.
I was slightly aghast when I looked at the website and realised that you were offering all this support for just a sort of registration fee of £25. I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, that's a bargain. People will be just lining up just to go for a walk. That's so well organised.
Well, interestingly, we do have people. So we have people that want to take part for their challenge and because that it's meaningful to them. But we do have some people who take part because it is a supported walk that's in amazing scenery. So you could see Stonehenge, you could see the Lake District, you could see Brecon Beacons, all those places that you might feel nervous to go and visit on your own. You can go and have a supported sort of network around you to be able to do this challenge and achieve this walk and see these sites. So, yeah, I think
There's little requirement to do any orientation or map reading. I mean, people, yeah, there are sort of banners from one place.
There's banners, there's signposts, it tells you how many miles you've done. Yeah, so it's very well sort of supported on the day. So,
Wow, that's incredible. And, yeah. You know, is that something that Alzheimer's have put together, or have you found someone who contracted in to create these kind of events for you?
A bit of a mix. So we've got an amazing events team, and they've done some sort of mapping of sort of different places to walk and where our supporters might like to walk and things like that. But then we've got a logistics company. So that company knows how to approach landowners for land permission. They sort out the medical support on the day. They sort out the marshalling and the route mapping and all of that. So, and they're very experienced in doing those types of events. So we absolutely tap into experts where we need to ensure the safety of the participants.
This isn't a race. Not everyone starts at the same time. But you ask them to all arrive at an approximate time. You give them a sort of, are you saying, a sort of coaching chat to begin with?
Yeah, so we have about 1,000 people at each event. We're hoping to have about 8,000 participants this year. And so we have a registration time, and you come and meet, you have breakfast, you have sort of just an orientation almost, and the maps, and they sort of talk you through the route. We had one of the people from the logistics who's sort of an experienced sort of coach in this type of thing talk to us last time around, kind of, you know, just pace yourself, just think about your route, just, you know, don't worry, take your time. If you get nervous because you think you're not going to do it, believe that you can. And there was a lot of kind of self-belief talk around, you can do this. It will get tough, but know that you've trained for it and you can do it. You know, that's a really nice part of it, because it is that sense of everyone's nervous at the start, especially if you've never walked 13 or 26 miles. And it's really nice to kind of have that boost of confidence that, you know, you're together. And I think one of the things we find is the camaraderie, if that's the right word, on the walk itself. So people support each other. So you can have people that walk it on their own. You have people that walk it in friends and family. But actually, if someone is maybe struggling a little bit, you know, somebody else will be walking going, oh, are you okay? How's things? And there's a real sense of togetherness that everybody is there supporting each other through the event.
And do you find that some people sort of take it on as a bit of a challenge in terms of walking speed? Are there people who sort of like speed walkers and others who are strolling?
So we have a mix of age. We have a mix of male, female. So you have to be 14 to take part in Trek 26. And if you're under 18, you have to be accompanied by an adult. So I think we do have a real mix of some people. It's a real physical challenge. They want to do it. They've set an idea of how long it will take them. Other people just want to get round. They want to enjoy it. They want to just experience the day, experience the challenge of it. And I think for some people, if they're walking in memory of someone that they've lost, or they're walking, you know, they've got grandparents who are at this moment in time sort of living with dementia, and there's all sorts of challenges around it. Sometimes it can be very emotional. And I think, you know, some people just, you know, when you're walking, you've got a real mindfulness type kind of time, haven't you? You've got that space to think and reflect. And I think for some people, just the experience of doing it is so positive and just uplifting, and it gives them that sense of, I don't know, just a sense of achieving something that matters and reflecting on how far they've come in their journey, or how far the person that they love who's got dementia has achieved, and what they achieved in their life. So I think you get all sorts. You get the people that it's a physical challenge and I want to do it in however many hours. And you get the other people that just want to achieve something meaningful.
It's fantastic. I really like, you know, reading about it and would love to get involved. Now, I understand, Marion, that you've actually been a bit of a chicken and you haven't actually done a Trek 26 yet.
A couple of years ago, just before COVID, we don't do it now, but we did a Snowdon Trek. So I did Snowdon, and that was my first kind of trek type challenge. So I do memory walk every year, which is in September, which, as I said, is either 2 to 5 kilometres. So I've done Milton Keynes and Watford and Bournemouth and Oxford, all those sorts of places. And this year I'm volunteering at the Glow Walk, which is a nighttime walk in London and Bristol as well. So there's all sorts of walks we can do. But yeah, I have committed to signing up to the Cotswolds Walk this year. So that will be my first 13-mile walk. So I need to get in training for that.
Just tell us a little bit about the Glow Walk. When you said that takes place at night time.
So the Glow Walk we have in March, March time. So there's one in London, one in Bristol, and one in Liverpool. And they are sort of 7 o'clock at night, so they're not late night ones. But again, they're just an opportunity for people to come together in a slightly different experience. So you're
yes.
walking at night with glow sticks, and you know. So the one in London is on the 10th, and it walks around the landmark. So similar to Trek 26 in London, it's a really nice walk, especially for people that maybe haven't seen all the sights of London. You get to walk around London in a supported sort of way, but you see the sights, and you see the sights at night time in London in the Glow Walk.
No, that's brilliant. Yeah, should any of my listeners be listening to this and have any anxieties about their memory, what should they do?
You know, if you do have listeners that have family members or have concerns about their memory, then please do, you know, call our support line or have a look on alzheimers.org.uk. So the support line number is 0333 150 3456, and I think we are there to help everybody with dementia. We are there to raise funds to, like as I said, campaign against people losing their rights, campaign for the government to really make dementia a priority, and campaign for research as well. And I think, you know, for me, I think if people have any sense of thinking they either want to raise funds for dementia or they have concerns about the dementia, I just want them to think Alzheimer's Society and come and speak to us, because we can help anyone with anything, and we're there for everybody. And I think using the walks, come and join Trek 26 or come and join a memory walk in September, which you can do with your dog, so that's a particular plus point. But come and join us for one of these walks, because we know that walking is so beneficial for our health. We know the reducing the risk of dementia involves keeping active. So I think anything people can do to get out and walk in nature and just feel the benefits of walking, I think will help them. But as I said, if anyone's got any concerns, ring us, because we can help.
Marion, I'm going to put you on the spot. I want you to recommend a couple of walks. They can be challenges, they can be memory walks, they can be glow in the dark. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, glow walks, glow.
Glow walks.
Glow walks.
Whatever they are, or they can be something of your own choice or whatever. So have you any recommendations or suggestions for our listeners?
Yeah, I do. I think if you've got listeners who are maybe outside of London, then I'd say do one of the, either the Trek 13 or one of the memory walks in London, because you get to see London from a different angle with your trainers on. If your listeners are in London, depending on how far they want to come out, but the Trek 26 in the Cotswolds, so that starts near Cheltenham. And then I think memory walks are really good. So we've got memory walks in down in Surrey, we've got Milton Keynes, Watford as well, that's just outside. So I think they're all really nice, because the memory walks are in parks. So again, you've got the town, you can get things, but you've got sort of the, you know, the walking around the park, like we're walking around Regent's Park today. And then I think, just for me, I think if you want to get out of London and just be somewhere really beautiful and nice, then I would probably get my line out of Marylebone and come out towards Wendover and go into Wendover Woods or the Chiltern Hills, because that's beautiful walking there. And you've got the little town of Wendover, which has got lovely pubs and coffee shops, and then you can walk up into Wendover Woods or up across the Chiltern Hills and then just hop on the train back to London. So that's a really nice one as well.
You've been listening to Talking Walking, brought to you by Rethinking Cities and the Museum of Walking. In this episode, you've heard from Marion Child. If you've any views on this interview or on any walking issues, we'd love to hear from you. Just follow the links on the Talking Walking website. We look forward to having you along for future episodes of Talking Walking. written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited. Our artwork is designed by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music is composed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.